IAS Euro Fertilizer Update, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Silvia Traganida, and with me today is Andy Hemphill, Senior Markets Editor for Sulfuric Acid and Potash. He's going to tell us about the latest news from the global potash market. So, hello, Andy. I hear there's been some change in long-term contracts.
Hi there, Sylvia. Thank you for having me. Indeed, yes, 2021 is the first time, to my knowledge at least, we've ever seen a renegotiation of one of the two key benchmark long-term potash supply contracts. In this case, the one that was agreed for India. You see, India and China's annual agreements are sort of a signpost for a price direction for the rest of the global potash trade. And this year, both agreements have proven somewhat controversial. Last week, Belarus Potash Company, or BPC for short, announced a new contract price of $280 per ton with its regular buyer, Indian Potash Limited, or IPL, on a CFR basis. Now, this contract was actually a $33 hike on a previous 2021-2022 contract price agreed by BPC with IPL in late January.
So, from what I understand, this renegotiation is unusual then?
Yeah, very much so. Back in February, as I mentioned, the initial $247 per ton CFR India agreement signed between BPC and IPL, this was a $17 per ton increase on the expired annual supply agreement. It proved rather contentious among BPC's rivals and other market players as well. Indeed, quite a lot of BPC's main rivals, including the Canadian potash marketing firm Canpotex, Russia's Orkali, Eurochem based in Switzerland, K plus S in Germany, they all slammed this 247 price point as being too low in what is an otherwise bullish market for potash at the moment. You see, unlike some of the other fertilizers we cover here at ICIS, potash came out of the disruption of 2019-2020 because of the coronavirus in a relatively strong position. So the 247 India was not seen as being particularly reflective of the direction potash was showing. Later, the apparent refusal of any other potash major to sign a supply contract with their regular Indian buyers at 247 spurred a bit of speculation that this 247 benchmark would be required to be renegotiated, in essence to ensure India's farmers had potash in storage ready for this year's application season. You see, there's a lead time of roughly 2 months or a little bit more from the mine in Europe or anywhere else here, you know, from Canada, for example, roughly 2 months between there to the farm gate. And with Indian inventories dwindling and domestic transport networks not particularly efficient within India, buyers simply could not wait any longer to secure tons. So in a way, a renegotiation was almost the only way to get the business moving again.
I see. And what about the Chinese settlement then? That was signed at $247 per ton as well, right?
Yeah, very much so. That is the big question, Sylvia. As you mentioned, 247 China was done shortly after 247 India was done for 2021-2022. BPC signed this contract in early February to supply a consortium of Chinese buyers with an unspecified volume of standard grade potash. This particular contract with China was a $27 per ton increase over the 2019-2020 benchmark, and again, much like that in India, was roundly rejected at the time by rival producers. However, now that we've seen the Indian benchmark renegotiated to $280 per ton, the future of 247 China is less clear-cut. To date, no producer except BPC has agreed to supply standard-grade potash into China at $247. This creates a similar situation to that in India, where, of course, that led to a renegotiation. So the pressure's very similar to India. That said, Beijing are very wily. They've ensured there is a strategic reserve of potash fertilizer maintained at all times, and China has its own domestic production capacity. This is two abilities that India lacks, and which could give Chinese buyers the power to resist the potential talk of a renegotiation. It's likely we'll see some movement on this pretty quickly, I would assume, probably within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
I see. Well, great. Thanks for explaining that, Andy. Please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Euro Fertilizer Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Sylvia Traganida.